tutoring one. Every day after classes, you will come to my little office at the end of the hall. There is a desk with a swivel armchair behind it, and there is a big leather armchair in the corner. There are bookshelves along two walls and framed degrees on another. When we work, I give you lessons. You sit on the leather armchair, and I sit behind my desk. I usually wear a sweater under a sports coat and slacks. You wear the school uniform, a jacket and blouse, a short pleated skirt, and knee socks. The first day is hard because I want you to, find out what you know and where you need help. As I teach you, sometimes I get up from behind my desk and walk back and forth in front of it. You go home that day thinking that this is going to be tough. The next day you come in and sit down. I tell you I've set up some assignments for you and I have some reading for you to do also. That day is easier and you relax more. You listen to me and lean back in the armchair and cross your legs. Your skirt rides up your shapely thighs. You like the smells in the room, leather, books, and my cologne. You look at me as I talk and daydream, only half listening. You notice I don't get up and walk around as much the second day. You notice me looking at your beautiful legs too. Soon the hour is over and you take your assignment for the lesson and go home. That night you think about your teacher when you are in bed and your nipples swell and tingle and your pussy gets damp. Next afternoon you are in my office right on time. You plop down in the chair and cross your legs. I'm standing in front of my desk and I keep glancing to your shapely legs. You cross your legs the other way, and I hope to get a glimpse of the special black panties you have worn to show me if I'm looking again. You know I looked. You slowly uncross your legs, spread your thighs a bit as you slide down more in the chair, and you cross them the other way. You look at the front of my slacks, and you see a movement there. You see the outline of me starting to swell in the slacks. I walk behind my desk and sit down. As the hour goes on, you keep moving your legs and watching my eyes. Near the end of the lesson, you uncross your legs and spread your thighs a bit. Slide your ass down a bit more in the chair. You can see me looking between your legs and up your skirt, and I can't take my eyes away. You watch me put my hand down under my desk in my lap. I give you that day's assignment and you go home for the night. That night you lay in bed naked in the dark and think of your teacher again. Your nipples grow taut even quicker tonight and you can feel your pussy getting wet. You think of the swelling in his slacks and you teased him with those black panties, how he kept looking under your skirt. And how at the end of the lesson he put his hand in his lap. You gently stroke your warm pussy lips, and you wonder if he was rubbing his hardness under his desk as he looked at your panties. You rub your clit with your fingertip as you think about touching his hardness through his slacks and making him even harder. You come as you think about unzipping his slacks and taking his cock out and touching it. The next day, on your way to my office, you stop in the girl's room and slip your panties off and put them in your purse. You come into my office and sit as usual. I smile and my eyes go right to your legs and your skirt. Fuck. I can't help it now. I don't get up as I talk with you and teach you. You keep your legs together for the first time while you are in the office. You see me keep glancing there. It makes you smile, a little sultry smile. You slowly spread your legs as you slide down in the chair, making it push your skirt up your thighs. You open your legs wider. And now you are sure I can see your soft, smooth, pink pussy. I look and suck my breath in. My face goes red. You smile at me as I look at your face and then look again at your gorgeous pussy. I seem to be squirming in my chair and you giggle. I can't concentrate on the lesson, and you spread wider and make it more provocative for me. I finally get up from the chair and come around my desk and stand in front of you. You look up at me and then the front of my slacks. It's lifting the pant leg away from my thigh. You smile up at me again and reach out and trace the outline of my hardness with your fingertips. You feel it leap and throb in my slacks. You reach with your other hand and unbuckle my belt. You unzip the slacks and unbutton the top button. Your fingers in the waistband, you tug them down around my thighs. My cock is lifting my boxers and you tug them down too. My cock springs up, sticking straight out, throbbing and bobbing with hardness. You look up at me and wrap your hand around the shaft. I moan and my body shudders as you squeeze the hard shaft and feel it swell even bigger. You lean forward and touch your lips to the purple head. I moan again. You suck it and I continue to moan. You stroke it and I make drops of clear, slick juice at the tip and you lick those drops away. I am moaning with my head tossed back and I am trembling. I seem to gather myself and reach down and slide my hands on your arms and lift you out of the leather armchair. Your skirt rides up around your waist as you wrap your legs around my hips. Your pussy is dripping wet and my cock touches you there and starts to slip inside your tightness. Holding you, I turn and sit in the chair as you straddle me. My cock sinks deep inside you and you start to move your hips on me. My cock goes deeper inside you with each movement. We are both moaning now. You move faster and faster, feeling it building inside you. You stiffen as you start to come. And you will whimper in my ear with my arms around your neck as you grind your pussy on my cock. Suddenly you're coming on my cock, and I throw my head back and gasp as my cock explodes inside you, squirting my hot cum deep inside your coming pussy. We rock and fuck there until we are both spent and wet. I look in your eyes and say,
that was your lesson for today.